Don't math at me, sir. Don't math at me.
I'm having a thought.
It's
coming in clearly now.
The dad jokes stay in.
I call this podcast to order. I'm Ken.
And I'm Ellen.
And together we are
Notoriously Unreliable.
Ken.
Ah, gee.
Ken.
Who's there?
It is I, Darth Vader.
Shit, Darth Vader.
Hold on.
Hey, it's me.
Ah! Ellen.
Fooled ya.
That's an amazing costume.
Right? I made it myself.
Wow.
Fully off.
When you go all the way with a costume,
I really do
go all the way.
Yeah, I threw myself in lava.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
I see you've got a robot hand.
Yep. So, yeah, chopped that right off.
Yeah.
Put together the cybernetic what have you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. You choked that guy over there in the corner?
Mm-hmm.
I'm impressed.
Well, he asked me to. Anyway. How's it going?
Did you find his lack of faith disturbing?
We worked it out.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway.
Well, he doesn't seem to have anything.
See you later,
to
Todd.
About it.
Okay. Shit.
Wait a minute. That was Todd?
Yeah, Todd.
He's the guy I hired to clean the toilets down here.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay.
Despite my best efforts.
Excellent.
A little sip of water.
Yeah.
A little flavor.
Cleanse the palate. Just mention my wife just so I can take a drink.
How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing all right. How are you, Ellen?
I'm great.
Yeah.
I have some news if you...
Do tell.
Dish. So, as you may or may not know, I mean, you know.
Probably.
Our listener may or may not know.
Let's find out.
Are you ready? So I have this...
If you know what Ellen's talking about, press 1. If you don't know what Ellen's talking about,
press 2. If you'd like to... If you'd like to hear movie times, press 3. Por español.
Verme número 8.
Ocho. Oh, man. Oh my gosh.
To hear a duck quack.
So I've been having this issue lately with the umbilical hernia that's destroying my body. And
it sounds terrible.
It's really fucking awful and I hate it, and I've had to go to the emergency room twice.
Yeah.
A lot of Dilaudid. We've discussed it at length, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, so I've been, like, getting up in my doctor's business trying to get a surgeon to fix this, because I can't live my life anymore.
Yeah, it sounds like an ongoing huge impediment to Ellen getting on with her life.
Yeah, it is. The other day, twice in the same day, I had to... butt myself up against, but like my belly button where the hernia is, up against a kitchen countertop, and shove myself against this countertop as hard as I possibly could to get it to go back in, so that I wouldn't be in so much pain that I had to go to the emergency room again.
That sounds awful.
And let me tell you, shoving that thing back in hurts. Like a bastard.
Yeah, it sounds awful.
You can just feel the wave of, like, acidic pain, like, travel through your entire body.
Ugh.
And it's just, it sucks. And I have to do this, like, all the time.
Yeah, I think...
They wanted me to lose weight for the surgery, but I really can't. I can't work out. Like, it's causing me so much anxiety. Like, I can't control my eating. Like, not that I'm, like, eating a ton, but, like, I can't, like, I was eating mostly vegetarian and stuff, and now I'm just like, eating my feelings. My feelings taste like hamburgers, Ken. Taste like hamburgers.
They do
pizza.
For a lot of people, yeah.
Yeah.
So it sounds like addressing this would probably help you out a lot more than...
Yeah, it would be very beneficial. So I went to my doctor a couple weeks ago, sent her some emails in the week since I hadn't heard anything, but finally today... I got an email back saying that despite the misgivings of the surgeon, because this is the same surgeon I saw last summer about this issue before it became a huge issue.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to do it. So they're going to do my surgery.
Excellent.
Yes. So I'm just waiting for a phone call from them to set up because I have to go in for another consultation and all that stuff. And
yeah, I get your instructions still, and everything.
She's still hesitant to do it because it could happen again. But, you know, I can't live like this. So.
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
It really is. When I found out like that the surgery was going to happen, it was like a huge weight. Like I was just suppressing a lot of anxiety about it because I was just like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to. So I'm like, I'm going to school in the fall.
Yeah, things are changing.
And it's not just like classroom stuff. Like I'm going to be giving lots of massages because that's what I'm going to school for. And
yeah,
I don't know
to,
that I can do that with
you
this
You just stand
problem.
Around and apply pressure and stuff without... your insides partially coming out.
Yeah.
That's important.
That's important to me.
Yeah.
So that's on the road to being resolved now.
Like, excellent.
We have confirmation. They're going to do it. I just have to, I mean, it's probably still, honestly, it's probably going to still be a couple months.
Oh, really?
But the ball is officially rolling.
The ball, she's a rolling.
She's a rolling. There's light at the end of the tunnel, so I can stop freaking out about it.
Yeah. But that's at a certain point this will be dealt with, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's good. I'm glad that you're making headway there.
Thank you. And I'm gonna mention to this surgeon that I already saw that she, you know, if they would have done the surgery back when I was saying I should get it the first time, they'd saved me a couple thousand of dollars and a lot of trouble now.
Yeah.
So thanks, dicks.
Yeah.
Thanks, doctors.
Dr. Dick.
Anyway.
I'm glad it's finally happening for you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry about all the extra trips to the emergency room and everything that you've had to deal with. That's a huge pain in the ass, and I'm really sorry that had to happen. But
I appreciate that.
But now it sounds like on the road.
On the road to recovery.
On the road, yes.
And then I can focus on getting my other surgery.
Yeah, exactly.
Having the hair forcefully removed from my body.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Yeah. The electric wire in your hair follicles and your giblets. Really awesome.
Yeah.
Can't recommend it enough.
No. Yeah. So, Ellen, I also had some health-related news.
Oh, yes?
Yeah. Apparently, everybody in my family got sick last week.
What?
And we were all feeling really gross for a while.
Oh,
and
it that was sucks.
Terrible. Yeah. And this week at work, I've just been like, dragon ass, and I Monday probably was around the worst of it for me, and then our daughter got sent home from school, and it's this whole thing, and then you know, the crazy thing is I kind of a few weeks ago, if you have been listening to the podcast, you might know I was kind of feeling
and
a little
don't.
Down and like earlier this week, I just felt like I was going back into it and like, hell is going on? I just started feeling like shit all the time. No energy, no enthusiasm for anything. And I'm like, why is this coming back? This isn't even like caused by anything.
Yeah.
Turns out I was sick. And when the kid got sent home from school, it was like, oh, wait a second. This is all of us. This is a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
So now I'm feeling better. So
awesome.
Yeah, it's come and gone since the podcast, so I don't really have to have anything to talk about it exactly going on right now. It's called past tense. But
what was it, like the flu or?
You know, I don't know.
Whooping cough?
No, it was not whooping cough. I have scarlet fever. It was probably closer to dysentery.
Oh.
But it was apparently going around the school and very contagious. And so I, you know, immediately got it. And but also not long lasting.
Oh, well, that's good.
Blessedly. So
I'm sure that was nightmarish.
Yeah. Hey. So it's but it just took it all out of me, and I was like, this week I was starting to think, oh shit, am I going back into some kind of depression? Because I was just feeling right. Like shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And turns out sick. So,
well, yeah, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Me too. For our listeners out there.
Wait.
Sometimes, our listeners. We have more about the listener later. Let's just put a pin in that. Yeah. Our listener.
I'm looking to put a pin in some of our listener. Yeah. Shit.
Our poor listener.
Stuck the landing.
Yep. So.
Nailed it.
For our listener. Sometimes you just feel like shit, and that's okay. Sometimes people get depressed, and sometimes it's actually because you're actually sick.
Yeah, yeah. And the most important thing is to take care of yourself as well as you can.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. We learned something today.
We did learn something today.
Should we wrap this up?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
Let's hit Los Burritos for some rude chowder.
Sweet! That's kidding.
Ooh, so Ken.
Yes, Ellen.
I got a little surprise last week.
Is this a safe for work story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know. It sounded a little.
Have I ever brought up anything lewd on the podcast? Don't answer that honestly.
Okay. Why no? No, Ellen, you have not. Not even alluded to something lewd.
That's not true. I think I've done that like 3 times today.
Probably.
No, this is a totally... Okay, I'm just going to tell you. So I got a surprise in the mail.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It was a belated birthday card.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My birthday was...
Wait. To clarify, this wasn't... A birthday card with a blade in it. It was a belated birthday card.
Belated.
Okay. Belated. Not bladed.
Belated.
Okay.
Am I not speaking clearly?
Oh no, I probably
should. I speak up.
You can.
Thank you. Hot mic.
So yeah. Oh, hot. So yeah. Anyway, a belated birthday card.
Yes, I got a belated birthday card.
Was it from our listener?
It was not from our listener. It was from my dear sweet grandmother.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
How's your dear sweet grandmother?
She's doing well. She lives in Grants Pass.
Oh, yeah.
And she's in a home now. And I, to be honest, I haven't really talked to her in a few years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You spent some time living with her growing up, right?
Yeah. Well, I never lived with them.
Oh, you just kind of stayed with them at times?
Or? I stayed with them a lot because my mom worked a lot, but...
Ah, okay.
So she had a big... Her and my dad's parents, basically, grandma's, they had a big hand in my early years.
Uh-huh.
Probably till I was like 9. So, it's been a few years since I talked to Grandma.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to get into all the reasons why that may be.
Okay.
It's only about 20% that I'm a bad person. The rest is other stuff. So, She's a perfectly,
math checks out.
She's a perfectly lovely human being. Uh-huh. And but we just haven't spoken in a long time. A long time. So this card, because she doesn't know, was to her grandson. Yes.
It really has been a little while.
Well, you know, I'm less than 2 years old right now, so.
Okay. So it's been around 2 years.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah, it's, mm-hmm. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, I don't even know if she, I'm not even sure. I mean, my dad must have told her, but I'm not even 100% sure that she knows I'm divorced, and that was 10 years ago, so. Yeah, kind of one of those situations.
Okay.
So, yeah. Card to grandson. Had my old name on the envelope, obviously, and I was like, I should probably talk to grandma.
Yeah. Probably.
Oh, also, thanks, Dad, for giving her my address and not even letting me, like, know. Thanks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or even letting her know?
I can see how you could make a point that I should be the one to tell her.
Yeah.
Yes. He should have asked to give out my information.
Probably. Yeah, definitely.
That's a big thing, listener. You don't just give out people's personal information without asking.
Right.
I don't care if it's a relative or not. Or he should, like, at the very least, should have given me a heads up that he was doing it.
Right.
Or that he had done it. Whatever.
Right.
Yeah, so
It is one of those areas, though, sometimes folks, family-wise, will just kind of trade that sort of information without...
Yeah,
you got out of touch with this person. Here you go. I got the info. And
yeah.
Everybody just kind of assumes a certain level of whatever, it's okay. But you're right. It shouldn't be assumed that way.
Certainly not. So, yeah. So, my solution to this was to write her a letter back.
Uh-huh.
Basically, telling her, hey, what's up?
Here's the story.
Here's the story. yeah. I love it. Oh man!
I kill me sometimes.
I had an idea for a crazy ass sitcom.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Workshop that.
Yes. Yes. Oh yes. What would you call this crazy ass sitcom?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
Leave it to Beaver. Wait, that's taken.
Oh, boy.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Yeah, so I wrote her a letter, and I'm waiting to hear back. So that's making me a little bit tense.
Should we have our inaugural listener comment?
Ooh, do 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 do. Yes.
All right. Our listener writes, "As your listener, I take issue with the branding of Sailing to Philadelphia as the worst song ever." This goes on, but aside, did we call Sailing to Philadelphia the worst song ever?
Well, I believe in my... I probably said something like that.
I feel like I'm not that familiar with that song. I recognize the name, but I probably couldn't pick it out of a group of songs. Is that called a gaggle? I don't know. But I probably...
A group of songs is called an album.
Good point. Okay.
Thank you.
Point taken. Yes. I probably couldn't pick it out of an album lineup. Whatever. So I probably didn't call it the worst song ever, but our listener continues. It's a downright okay song. It might be confusing, but it's kind of relaxing to listen to.
Oh, keep talking.
Oh,
This is Sailing to Philadelphia. I'm gonna skip ahead.
The worst song ever is clearly Jimmy Buffett's Take the Weather With You. I accidentally heard it in an IHOP once, and it was so obnoxious that it ruined my pancake enjoyment.
That is really bad. Because you, like, some bad shit has to go down for you to not enjoy pancakes.
Right?
That IHOP, and they got, like, see, yeah, here we go. Like, IHOP has, like, 5 syrups. Like, that you really has to fall apart for your
pancakes. I know, right? And, you know, downright okay pancakes.
They're completely average, yes.
They're best described as edible. ruined my pancake enjoyment and makes me want to stab an ice pick into the part of my brain that remembers that song so I can permanently remove the knowledge that it exists. That's fire listener.
Okay, so this is Sailing to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Don't like this song at all. So, okay, now we're going to do the, whatever.
Okay, so...
Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett's, no, that's...
Weather something.
Take the weather with you.
Take the weather with you.
All right, we're going to examine this worst song ever status.
Yeah, we're going to give this a good listen.
Side-by-side comparison is really what we're doing here.
Yeah.
It's just science. All
okay.
Right, cast your mind to pancakes.
I'm eating my pancakes.
Oh, it's got the steel drum.
Yeah, steel drum. Our listener's extremely pissed right now. We're not trying to troll you. We're just trying to make an objective... judgment.
Comparison. All right, they just changed keys. Hang on. But the steel drum is keeping up, so...
I'm taking a bite of my bacon. I'm trying to visualize being an IHOP right now.
Okay, wait. Strawberry syrup or maple?
Both?
Yeah. Just storm up.
Like you individually syrup each bite.
Oh,
so
there you go.
So that you get a different syrup each bite. That's... the fuck, dude? That's how it's done.
Okay.
You rotate it.
I have to say that the music plus pancake experience for me in my imagination is still just average pancake experience.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, listeners. Like,
I think that's enough of that.
This okay.
So
it's not a great song.
No.
But
and. I
don't know. I've definitely
it's
heard
got
worse.
Key changes going for it. It's definitely
yeah. I mean, key changes are fun.
They throw in a row of them.
Yeah, they just keep changing keys.
Yeah. It's, okay. So. So
I mean,
I'm giving it the song overall C-.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you there. Like, if we're actually beyond me being, you know, hyperbolic and just saying things that come into my head. Like, what would you say?
You're the most hyperbolic person I've ever heard.
Wow, really?
He said hyperbolically.
Yeah. I just...
No, I'm just kidding. You're not the worst.
Okay, I just got humbled there.
No!
I am the most humble person ever.
I am the most humble person!
I am the most humble! Beyond that, what would you say the worst song?
I'm 1,000 times more humble than thou art, in the words of Weird Al Yankovic.
Why are you talking like that?
That's... That is Amish Paradise.
Oh, right. Yes. Love UHF. That is one of my favorite fucking movies.
Oh, shit.
Love
UHF. Don't even start me on UHF, because I know just about every word to that movie. Having seen it a bazillion times.
Yeah, oh, totally. I love UHF.
Yeah.
We got it all. Okay, anyway.
We got it all. We got it all on UHF.
Okay, so, like, for realsies, though, like, actual worst song.
For realsies?
For realsies.
For keeps?
For keepsies, for realsies, no take backs, double stamped.
Double
what?
Stamped?
What?
Shit. let me think about that for a second. Actual worst song ever. I didn't come prepared for this. Okay, let me throw out something.
Okay.
So there was a psychological experiment a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
wherein they they tried to make a painting, and they tried to make the best painting ever. And to do that,
I'm sure this went well.
They conducted a survey, and they found out what elements everybody seemed to like in a painting, and they put every one of those elements in this painting. And if somebody said they didn't like something, they made sure it wasn't in there. And what it ended up being was some kind of landscape with some water and a tree and some birds or something. It was like a very boring painting. But it was like the committee designed best painting ever.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So then the second thing they did was asked everybody what they disliked most about music. And I think this was a Richard Wiseman study. He's a British psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
But the worst song ever designed by committee was one thing that people said they didn't like about songs.
Was it Dirty Laundry by Don Henley?
Close. One thing they said they didn't like about songs was if they're too long. So this song is like 20 minutes long.
Oh, of course.
They said they didn't like when it changed genres too much. So it's got rap. They also said they didn't like operatic singing. So it's got like operatic singing, this like rap. Yeah. In fact, I'm going to look up this song because I think it was pretty hilarious. This is the DJ edition of the Notoriously Unreliable podcast.
Yeah.
Wherein we look things up on the internet and play them for you.
Yeah,
I'm
sure
that's what you wanted in your ears. But guess what? Our listener, you're listening.
Right? Nothing can make you stop listening. Well, I guess you could just turn it off, I suppose.
No! Don't turn it off!
No, don't. Yeah, edit that out. Edit it out!
Edit it out! Don't.
They'll never know!
You still like us, right? Oh, so, Ellen.
Yes. Ken.
Now you're on the spot.
I'm on the spot.
What is your worst song ever for reals? Double stamped.
Oh, jeez. Mm. You know what? I have an answer for this question.
Okay. Go ahead, caller.
My worst song of all time, and it's subjective, you know, whatever. Elvira by the Oak Ridge Boys.
Elvira by the Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah.
I can't say. No, hang on. I think maybe I have heard this song before.
Well, you know, since we're doing this.
Do it! Do it up.
I hate the Oak Ridge Boys.
The Oak Ridge Boys are going to get a nickel for you playing this, by the way.
No, they're not. I really hate the Oak Ridge Boys. And
somebody likes them, though.
I know, there's all these people that like them.
Cheering even.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, okay. Listen to all those people clapping along. They're positively thrilled.
Yeah, people liked Mussolini, too.
You make a good point.
Don't I?
Yeah. So, I was also reminded of... I think there's kind of a gray area between song and just random-ass shit.
Yeah.
Which kind of could come into play here, because...
They're not really...
There's the... back in the day, I liked the band Space Hog.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're from the 1990s.
Yes. Way back in the 1990s.
So exotic.
Oh, I'm going to add another
time
one
of the
to my
past.
List.
Oh,
that
yeah,
Breakfast at Tiffany song.
Oh, yeah. I
hate that fucking song. I'm going to hate...
What is it? That U2 or something? No. Who?
Who cares?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I know.
That was their one hit. Who gives a
Breakfast
shit?
At Tiffany's.
They suck. That band sucks. That song sucks. I've been hating that song for 21 years now.
She said, well, that's one thing we got.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Hate that song.
I guess I don't react to that song with any vitriol, but maybe
I do.
Maybe there's some kind of extenuating circumstances in your case. Like, is it associated with a painful memory?
No, I just fucking hate it.
Okay. That's fair. So there's this one bonus song at the end of one of the Space Hog albums.
Oh, okay.
And I think it's their, I think it's the end of their most popular album, which I think is their second album.
Okay.
But it
I literally know the one song.
I know.
Yeah.
And most people do, but I mean, it sounds like someone going through their nose,
mm-hmm.
but not even like a tune or anything. It's just kind of a, that sound. And like maybe in like several of them happening at the same time. And it just goes on and on. And it's like, it seriously sounds like that.
That sounds.
And then right at the end, it kind of goes into a harmony for a second, and then that's the end of the song.
Oh, man.
It is weird and long and hard to listen to, and I'm just like, when I listened to the album, I would just hit the skip button, and it would start over from the beginning. No, that was on the CD. The compact disc version. And then later, when I backed up in a completely legal fashion that compact disc onto my computer.
Like we all do.
I just deleted that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, don't need that.
Don't
delete.
Need it.
And then later, on things like Apple Music or whatever, mm-hmm. if you add that album and you could listen to it again, you're back to pushing the skip button. You can't just delete.
We've come
the
so
one
far.
Song.
Yeah. That's funny. I actually have. I made a playlist on my. I don't have the Apple Music, but the music service that I use.
Uh huh.
I made a playlist for an album. It's an album I like, except for a few songs.
Yeah.
So I just like took out those songs.
Yeah.
And
this makes a lot of sense.
It's Ween's Pure Guava, which
has
some really fucking hard songs to get through, like Morning Glory. I can't take it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just kind of noise. It's just noise.
I've had, like, some people have said that they are really annoyed by Push Little Daisies. And I
like that song.
I like it.
Yeah.
I guess I know, probably.
Push Little Daisies and Mean Cooler.
Push Little Daisies
and Mean Cooler.
Yeah.
Watch them grow. Watch them grow. As you push the little daisy, make them come up. Make them come up. Make them come up.
Oh, man.
My. Yeah. My favorite song on that. On Pure Guava, Don't Get Too Close to My Fantasy.
Yes.
Don't get too close to my fantasy. Yeah. I love that song.
Ween is full of great stuff.
They are.
I went one time to a local Portland.
Stuff you can buy on a corner in any major metropolitan city.
Right. So at one point, I went to a local Portland, thing called, Baby Kitten Karaoke.
Okay.
Have you heard of this?
I have not.
So it is, karaoke. It is put on by
the ancient art of karaoke.
The ancient art of karaoke. It is, they have a very extensive collection of songs,
okay.
And they are very popular.
They
have a whole light show and everything, but
cool.
Like a huge number of songs. I don't know, probably not that huge, but a significant number of songs are their own, devoiced with words karaoke songs that you can't get anywhere else. That
oh,
they
wow.
just don't exist.
Huh.
they're like, they call them the Baby Ketton originals, and one of them is Voodoo Lady, and nice. I rocked Voodoo Lady at Baby Ketton karaoke.
Fantastic.
I nailed it. They were very, like, they seemed like the people that made it were like, yes, you really, they were excited that I was doing the original, and I just like nailed it. And they're like, oh man,
that's great.
Yeah. It was a very popular thing. They did it at, the Double Dragon, Bonmi spot downtown, or not downtown. It's technically on the east side, 11th and, whatever,
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Division, I mean. 11th and Division.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had some really good, like, what was that? Miso gravy fries.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have some of that. They've, like, redone Pork the inside belly. Of that place a few times, but it would, I mean, it's not a big place. You've been
no,
in there?
No, it's tiny.
It's a tiny place.
I enjoyed it.
Packed to the gills with karaoke, like, and their screens, they like giant projector and all this crap. They're like piled in. Everybody was just like pressed up against the walls. Oh, no standing room only kind of thing. The line for the bathroom.
I was not that busy when I went on a Wednesday night when nothing was going
right,
on.
Right. Yeah. Little did Ellen know on a Thursday night, it was crazy in there.
So I'm sure. We went with a friend to a open mic night at the Funhouse Lounge.
Oh, yeah.
That was interesting.
How, yeah. Did you participate in the open mic?
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
I got the impression that the person I was with and myself were the only people there that like, were just
watching
there
the
to
thing
be there that, and watching it.
And not gonna, like, waiting their turn to do the open mic or just not there.
Yeah.
Or working there.
Where were the like
employees?
Everyone was there to comedy or work. And then there were us two.
So was it specifically a comedy open mic night?
Yeah.
It was just comedy?
Yeah, it was comedy.
Okay.
It was interesting.
I've considered doing that, but I don't know. I don't think I'm funny enough.
There was a time I also considered like trying to do stand up, but I don't know.
When I was a little kid, people constantly asking you what you want to do when you grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Helpful hint, adults out there, and people that will become an adult eventually.
Stop it.
And good God, if you're a kid listening to this, what the fuck?
Yeah, first of all, if you're a kid listening to this, stop. Find your parents.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
Put this iPod back in the gutter where you found it. don't look back.
Yeah.
No, but to our listener.
And you shall forget you ever heard the names Ken and Ellen.
Yeah. You'll go into the fetal position if you happen to like see somebody's name tag. It says Ken or Ellen on it.
Yeah. And you go, just like pass out. Yeah.
Repressed memory. where was I going with this?
I have no idea.
I don't either. Oh, so stop fucking asking kids what they want to do when they grow up. They do not have a fucking clue. They don't know what life is like.
No.
There's no concept there. You think it's cute.
Ask me how old I am.
How old are you, Ellen?
I'm 36 years old.
Ye gods!
You know how old I was when I figured out what I want to do with my life?
35?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
So leave the kids alone. Let's let them be.
Leave them alone.
Throw them in a mud puddle or something.
Yeah, just give them a shove.
Rub peanut butter on them. Throw them in a mud puddle.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, like rub peanut butter on them. Throw them
on their
forehead. Throw them
like
on
their forehead.
Fire ant mound or something.
Well, okay, we don't have to go crazy.
Oh, okay, just a little crazy.
Well, we're never gonna survive.
Yeah, a little too crazy.
A little too crazy.
Oh man,
you know, fucking seal. Listen to me. No, I got a seal rant coming right at you.
Okay.
No. So Seal had that song. Oh, no, yeah, crazy. And a decent song. he covered Steve Miller Band, Fly Like an Eagle.
Okay.
And
that's a song that really just doesn't need to be covered, does it?
Well, towards the end of the song, he throws in the lines from Crazy. Like,
just to,
in a world full of people, only someone flies, isn't that crazy? Like at the end of Fly Like an Eagle by Steve Miller Band. And I'm just like, did this asshole just cover this song so he could throw the words to his own song in it? Is that the only reason this happened? What other possible reason would you have to cover a Steve Miller Band song?
I don't know. I mean, it's not a song that needs to be covered, is it? Like,
no. No.
No. No, it's like a psychedelic pop thing from the, when was that made?
70s.
Yeah, 70-something. I don't know. Why even bother? That doesn't make sense.
I also, my work has some really bad music they play over the overheads. And I also heard a...
you have one of those speakers right over your desk, right?
Let me get to that in a second.
Okay, put it in.
A really bad hip-hop version of the one that's like, I'm a toker, I'm a smoker, midnight smoker, or whatever that one. What the fuck is it called? I keep having a Tom Petty song stuck in my head right now, and it's not helping.
I think it's called,
God damn it.
Shit.
This is ridiculous.
Can you Shazam yourself going,
I think so. But yeah, like, I was trying to think of that song, and then I got it. The Joker.
Okay.
The Joker. Yeah.
Damn it.
Like, I was trying to think of that song, like how it went, and a Tom Petty song got stuck in my head somehow. Like, where did you come from, Tom Petty? Running down a dream. Anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you. So anyway, it's this really bad hip hop version of the
Joker.
Hey,
Tom
Joker.
Petty, don't you come around here no more.
Oh, man.
Hey!
Great impression. Yes.
I could come around here no more.
Man, I loved that music video when
I know,
was
isn't
kid.
It great?
I was like, whoa,
Mad Hatter,
what's going
Alice
on?
Alice in Wonderland thing. Yeah, when she's a cake and he's like slicing her up and giving bites to everybody.
That was awesome.
It was great. Great music video when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Also, the Sledgehammer video.
Oh.
Fucking crazy.
Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Anywho.
Moving on.
We got off the rails a little.
Off the rails. What other 80s music videos do you really like, Ken?
Shit.
I'm a big fan of Hungry Like the Wolf.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Is it?
Yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
Genesis. Land of Confusion.
Oh,
the puppets and shit.
Yeah.
That was the bomb.
Man,
also, Genesis, Off the Chain. Love Genesis.
I don't know about Off the Chain. I don't remember the video.
No, I'm just saying Genesis is Off the Chain.
Oh, is Off the Chain.
I like Genesis.
Oh, sorry.
The band.
Yes, okay. And that is why they are no longer chained up.
Okay. Sure.
Because they're off the chain.
Yeah.
That's what the kids say nowadays, right?
I think so.
So about the speaker over your desk.
Oh, right. It's been deactivated.
Oh.
Yeah.
A sanctioned deactivation or an unsanctioned deactivation?
Okay,
wink once for yes, twice for no.
I can neither confirm nor deny that information.
Okay.
I am not at liberty to divulge said information.
Gotcha. Yep.
If I even knew said information, where it was, have you, and thank you for your time.
Heretofore.
Heretofore.
What would, with
the
all...
The Witherfores and what... The, fucked it up. I mean, I'm on a lot of peyote right now, so...
Oh, shit!
Yeah, yeah.
That's... I was wondering where all my peyote went.
I took it.
Damn it.
I thought it was those berries that made you not taste things.
Oh.
Whatever that was.
No, you're doing a regular tripping. That's called flavor tripping.
Okay.
We keep those in the kitchen. You took the, we keep the peyote in the rec room.
Right, okay. You know what time of year it is, Ken?
No.
Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How often do they actually do that? Is it just once a year?
I don't fucking know.
I really don't know. I love Girl Scout cookies, though.
I know. I do like Girl Scout cookies, but I do have a very unpopular...
Wait. Hold on.
No, you heard me right.
You just said you like Girl Scout cookies? You don't love Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah, in fact, I hold...
Is that what I'm hearing you say right now, Ken? Because I think that's what I'm hearing you say.
Your voice is getting really high now.
Yeah.
So I hate to say it, except it's true.
Oh boy, here we go.
I kind of like my own cookies better.
Oh no, that's fair.
Okay.
No,
that's all I have to say. No. I like Girl Scout cookies.
Okay. Okay. Let's back the fuck up for a second. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, like homemade cookies.
Like the kind I gave you earlier?
Yeah, like good homemade cookies. Those are obviously better than Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, that's what I was... I said that at a family gathering the other day and got a lot of, like, what are you talking about?
What?
And I'm like, my cookies are just better. I'd rather...
That cookie you gave me was really good.
I'd rather eat one of those than, like, 5 Girl Scout cookies.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, but the thing about the Girl Scout cookies is you don't have to make them.
That's true.
They're just sitting right there, like... There's just a table with some children, some adults, and they've got piles of boxes. You just grab a few as you're walking by and run away as fast as you can. And...
Right. That's how you get them, right?
Yeah.
It's all a race, really.
Yeah. So, no, I'm totally with you on what you're saying. Yeah, like good homemade cookies.
Like the kind I gave you earlier.
Obviously better. Duh.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when you compare them to, I've been eating a lot of cookies lately for some reason. I like cookies. Anyway, so the first day I saw that the Girl Scout cookies were out, I was like, oh shit. So I bought like 5 boxes.
Wow.
Oh yeah. You know,
you made some girl's day.
I did.
They're like, yeah. 5 boxes sold.
So, I got like 2 Samoas, 2 Thin Mints, and a Tagalong.
All right, that's
peanut butter ones.
And so I
ate them.
Uh-huh, okay.
And then there was a circumstance where, for some reason, we had a thing of Chips Ahoy in the house.
Uh-huh.
And I ate those, too. And, like, later. This is over the course of a couple weeks. It's not like I ate all these cookies at once.
That's good.
I kind of ate all the cookies at once. Anyway, Chips Ahoy, they suck. Like those things are terrible.
Yeah, they are kind of garbage cookies.
Oreos, look, people go nuts over the Oreo cookies. They're not that great. Like,
no,
I'll eat them.
I
like them.
I'm not above eating an Oreo.
No, I am no saint. I will eat an Oreo cookie. I will eat these Chips Ahoy.
But given the choice, yeah.
Like, when you compare, especially,
you know, those industrious young Girl Scouts cookie selling girls. That figured out you could just park down in front of a weed shop.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant.
It's genius.
Good on you, kids.
Right?
I am
there
all for
no...
that. High fives all around.
Yeah.
It's a little disturbing that you know some of the effects of smoking weed is that it gives you the munchies and you want to eat
well,
things.
Well, I mean, do you think these like kids
but
are really
not that
thinking
naive.
That? Or like,
it's probably the parents or somebody.
It's probably their parents.
They're like, here, set up here, ha ha ha, you'll get lots of sales.
Or it's like their dumb shit older brother who's smoking weed in his bedroom, like eating three pizzas.
You could totally sell a lot of these.
Yeah. And why not? I think it's a great idea.
Front of the weed store, do it.
Yeah.
I personally, if I were coming out of the weed store and saw Girl Scout cookies, I'd probably buy a box.
Absolutely. I'd probably buy multiple boxes.
Yeah. That hasn't happened, but...
How much do I got left over?
Right.
But we don't do that.
We don't check how much we have left over.
No. We just throw the money at people.
Yeah, it's kind of a make it rain situation.
I just, I have a big fat stack of hundreds.
No, you know what the best thing is? All these weed shops.
I just peel one off.
Yeah.
Be like, all right, just give me like, I don't know, give me some cookies.
Yeah. How many cookies can I get for this?
Yeah.
Absolutely. you go in there, they're cash operations.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have change. You're going to have a few bucks of change.
Absolutely.
Girl Scout cookies. It is kismet.
It's so perfect.
Kismet.
Yeah. The two go together so well.
Like Oreos and vomiting.
Eating cookies is what, like, the one time I'll drink milk, too.
Yeah.
Because I do like to dunk them.
Oh, man.
Cookies.
I just, yeah. Man.
But it's hard for me to, like, want to go out and buy a whole thing of milk just for that purpose.
Right.
Even though I'm not saying that hasn't happened, but... It's not my.
Cannot deny it.
It's
but,
not high up on my list of things to do.
Yeah.
When I'm in a cookie eating mood.
I'm always in a cookie eating mood.
Well, also, so there's this other thing I have with the Girl Scout cookies. For me, So I was a Boy Scout.
Oh yeah.
That sucked. I was a Cub Scout for 3 years and a Boy Scout for 1 year. And I did not enjoy that at all.
Yeah.
Which, in retrospect, duh.
Yeah. I was as well for a much longer period of time, but I...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
Yeah. But I don't remember everything I did, but...
They do, like, the pepperoni sticks or popcorn now. And
yeah. Okay. I was also in
Boy
band.
Scouts coming at you with some bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, no.
So when I was in Boy Scouts, definitely I would buy or I would sell wreaths and swags and that thing. And then after you would like do the Christmas tree recycling thing.
Yeah.
But I was also in band, and of course band had fundraisers too. And those were candy bars and like pepperoni sticks and that kind of shit. And, I remember there was one fundraiser we did that was like stationery and like envelopes and address labels and that
cookie
kind of bullshit.
Dough.
Yeah. Cookie dough.
Bunch of bullshit. They missed out because like the Girl Scouts just snatched that shit right up.
Yeah.
They're on
cookies.
I declare this podcast adjourned. Please rate and review us on iTunes.
You can find Notoriously Unreliable on Twitter at @notreliable.
You can like our page on Facebook.
You can follow us at notoriouslyunreliable.tumblr.com.
Or visit our homepage at notoriouslyunreliable.com.
The most unwanted music.
Thank you. speak, I say you, I'm a cowboy now. The sun is hot and dry, gonna milk this cow. I say you, I'm loose and free. Now then, Nellie, you're the horse for me.
It is a call.